Hey, listen. No, I mean it. Listen. Or he'll get really irritated. Back to Gruber.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Not irritated, just sensitive, Bob. I'm sensitive. Come on now. It's Friday. I'm so glad to have you along for the conversation. How you doing, all right? If you're a Michigan fan, sorry about that, man. They stink the joint up last night. Let's go to the Common Sense Hotline for a moment. By the way, if you want to chime in, if you're at the rally in Grand Rapids or got any comments about what's going on with the president and the end of the collusion smear, all of that, you can check in at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. John is on the line in Portage today. John, welcome to the program. What are you thinking?
Good morning, Steve. Judge Napolitano and a lot of people are using the wrong standard. Guilt beyond a reasonable doubt only applies in trials. This is not a trial. This is an investigation. There are steps that have to happen before you ever get to a trial. The thing that they're looking for is, was there enough evidence to show that there was probable cause to believe? Not proof of guilt or anything. Just probable cause to believe that there was obstruction of justice. They didn't even have that, okay? So anyone that's talking about proof beyond a reasonable doubt is applying the highest standard that exists, because in between that is clear and convincing evidence, okay? So the prosecutor didn't even have probable cause to believe that there was a violation of the law, which was obstruction.
Good distinction there, John. Well explained, and you're exactly right, and I appreciate you. You made that very succinct and very clear and to the point. If you don't have probable cause, that means you don't have anything to move forward. You don't have enough to believe that a crime was committed. And I guess the same would be true of obstruction, which is why Bob Mueller punted on that point, because if he had the goods, it was his job, right? His job as a special prosecutor, as a special counsel, to make the call. And he wimped out on it, didn't he? You're darn right he did. John, thank you for the call. 888-900-9966. If you got some thoughts today, you just let me know. On the program today, Ron McDaniel on the way in hour number three. Fred Lucas will be here. No, not that Fred Lucas. White House correspondent for the Daily Signal. He wants to know who's bankrolling the national popular vote movement. So do I. It's a terrible idea. It's unconstitutional in my estimation. And trust me, I will be among those that will join a lawsuit against such a thing. It's absolutely outrageous. We'll talk about that coming up. Here's the most ridiculous thing you might hear today. The most ridiculous thing you might hear today. One of the attorneys for Jussie Smollett, appearing with that hard-hitting news reporter Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show, says that, well, maybe Jussie didn't recognize the two Nigerian brothers that he paid all this money to and has been working out with for all these years because they had white face on. I cannot make that up. You can put makeup on, said Miss Glandian, Tina Glandian, attorney for the former Empire actor. There is, interestingly enough, a video. You know, I think police had minimal investigation in this case. Minimal investigation. They had $140,000 in overtime, lady. But okay, it took me only 5 minutes to Google. You know, I was looking up the brothers. And one of the videos that showed up actually was of the brothers in white face, doing a Joker monologue with white makeup on. It's not implausible, she added. Yes. Yes, it is implausible. In fact, it's flat out ridiculously outrageous and silly is what that is. Yeah, I'm telling you that the distance that they will go to reach a conclusion that somehow Smollett is, nobody in the country believes he's innocent. Everybody, including the Chicago Police Department, the mayor of Chicago, and everybody else that's watched this story believes, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that he faked this hate crime assault which is exactly what the city of Chicago said again yesterday in a letter demanding $130,000 plus for overtime expenses and such. And so for his lawyers to go out there and continue to try to peddle what everybody knows is false, it's insulting. It's insulting. Back to the Common Sense Hotline, shifting back to the rally in Grand Rapids at Van Andel Arena. Jason was there. He's from Kalamazoo. He's on the hotline. Jason, how are you?
Great. Morning, Steve. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you. Tell me about it. Just tell me your personal experiences, your observations.
It was great. There was a line. I was about seven blocks back. I heard the line went 15 blocks back, and people nervous about getting in, but we made it, and it was awesome. You know, we got to see Junior. He was there, and, you know, everybody was in high spirits, the atmosphere. It was standing room only, for the most part, you know.
It was packed right to the ceiling, you know, as we're getting closer, you know. And the line getting in, as you know, it was tough getting through security. They're very particular. They're very methodical. It took a long time to get in. But, man, they filled it right to the ceiling, didn't they?
Absolutely, they did.
So,
and, you know,
did you love it? Did you love it?
I loved it, man. It was awesome. You know, like I said, Junior was there. He was down interacting with the crowd. And had a great line. He said, you know, MAGA, Make America Great, stands for something a little different today. It's Michael Avenatti got arrested.
Yeah.
And the crowd just went wild.
Yeah, they did. Crowd pleaser. Yeah. And Brad Parscale was there. Big. He is a tall individual, is Brad. He's the guy that runs the campaign for folks that don't know. But greatly appreciate it, Jason. Thank you for checking in. And what do you think is going to happen in 2020, real quick? No, I put him away. Sorry about that. Anyhow, we'll check next time around. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Jason, thank you for that. Listening to WKMI Kalamazoo, part of the Michigan Talk Network, 25 stations strong here on the Steve Gruber Show every day. And growing, by the way. We'll have some new announcements here, I hope, in a couple of weeks. We got some new stations going live, going hot. Why wouldn't you? You know, we sit here, we talk about things that affect you. We try to do it in an effective, honest way. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday, and glad to have you here. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy-saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.